Krishna. Hare Krishna. I must tell you today is the most important day. I'm very, very motivated to just soak in the atmosphere of this festival day and to also soak in the atmosphere of all your bhajan and kirtan. We are just at a seminar which will help us to improve our vision and our preaching in New York, and we just told them, sorry, we can't be with you. We have to go for Radhastami to the devotees, and we are let off the hook, so to say. I would like to request all of you to be very attentive, because I will speak quite concentrated. I just need to adjust this so that we can forget about everything and we can hear. Can everyone hear me very clearly, or do we need a little bit more volume on the sound on the loudspeakers? In the back it is alright. It is alright. Good. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. My dear devotees and dear friends of our congregation, and also dear guests who have found in their hearts the decision to visit our temple. Today is a festival day where special mercy is available for those who come to celebrate. One of our great acharyas, whom picture you see in the back, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, has sung Madhava Titi Bhakti Janani. The days which are dear to Madhava cause the mother of Bhakti to appear in the heart. The mother of Bhakti is Shibati Radharani. So the festival days which we observe together, even though it is, let me say, a monsoon rain of sweat is drenching our bodies. There is a monsoon outside. It has been raining since 3 days, and in the place where we have a seminar, we were hearing how all of a sudden the rain was so heavy that the ceiling broke and the flood came inside. So here is also a flood inside. It's a flood superficially of our sweat, but it is on a deeper spiritual level, it's another flood, another monsoon, another shower. It is the mercy or the kripa which is showering today upon all those who celebrate the sacred appearance of Srimati Radharani. I think we all would agree that all devotees, in whatever tradition, look or focus their attention on God. For us in the Gaudiya tradition, all the devotees look at Krishna and focus their attention to Krishna. My question is, where does Krishna look? On what or on whom does Krishna focus his attention? If we can somehow stand next to that person to which Krishna looks, if we can somehow stand near that personality on whom Krishna focuses his attention, we can be very, very sure that Krishna will see us, even if we may be still at the beginning of our spiritual path, or if after a long time of practicing, we still may have the feeling that we have still so many hurdles and obstacles within us. My dear devotees, please think very deeply about this. Everyone, the whole creation, looks towards God. Where does God look? I remember in my days of studying philosophy, I came across even an atheist who admitted that everyone looks for God. Jean-Paul Sartre explained with utter frustration, because he was an atheist, "It seems that the human being is cursed to be a religious being. He looks for God." For whom does God look? In which direction does Krishna look? And the answer is very simple. It is given in the 11th canto that Krishna looks back to his devotees. And amongst all the devotees, Srimati Radharani is the highest, the most lovable for Krishna. I would like to read to you something which clarifies the extraordinary position of Srimati Radharani. "We keep Radha Krishna, but first we have to worship Radharani. Her appearance day," said Radhastami, "is today." There was a lecture given in London on the 5th of September in 1973. "In Vrindavan you will see," you know, in Vrindavan means the land of Krishna, "but you will see that the devotees have understood this," what we have discussed in the beginning, that Krishna looks at his devotees, and if we stand next to his devotees, Krishna will look at us. No? So, "In Vrindavan, you will see that all the devotees greet one another by saying, Jai Radhe.
Jai Radhe."
They say it more joyfully, not so mechanically. Jai Radhe.
Jai Radhe.
Yes, because these devotees know that Radharani is the original pleasure potency. Radharani is always absorbed in thought of Krishna. Anyone who comes before Radharani to serve Krishna, she becomes so pleased and she says, "Oh, here is a devotee of Krishna." And she immediately recommends that person. "Krishna, here is a devotee. He is better than me. This is Radharani. My dear devotees, if you have someone very close to a very important personality, and that person recommends you and says, come with me, I will introduce you to Obama. Hare Krishna. I hope this was not a politically difficult statement. Then Mr. Obama or whatever important personality we say will look in your direction and will deal with you because he feels very much obliged to the person who is near to him and who has now recommended you. Therefore, a devotee will always understand it may be difficult for me to approach Krishna. And Krishna has said he doesn't want such a person who says, Krishna, I'm your devotee. No, Krishna said, I only accept someone who says, I'm the devotee of my devotee. Yes. So, therefore, devotees understand, well, Krishna looks at his best devotee, let me go to this best devotee and serve them. Prabhupada continues in this line, we should therefore worship Radharani first. That is our business. Instead of directly offering a flower to Krishna, put the flower in the hands of Radharani and say, my dear mother Radharani.
My dear
devotees, this is our chance to come now close to Krishna. So please be a little bit more present with your feelings. My dear mother Radharani.
My dear mother Radharani.
Jagan Mata.
Jagan Mata.
Please kindly take this flower. And offer it to Krishna.
And offer it to Krishna.
Wonderful. You say so devotionally. Very good. Then Radharani says, oh, you have brought a flower? Oh, you have... No, you are not Radharani. This we can't imitate. So, and then she gives the flower to Krishna. But don't try to offer to Krishna directly. Offer through Radharani, says Prabhupada. It will be very much appreciated. This is our philosophy. To please Krishna through Radharani. Today, it is the auspicious day of Radharani's appearance and we should offer Pushpanjali, flower offering and pray. Radharani, kindly be merciful and tell about me to your Krishna. Krishna is yours. So I want you to imagine in your, to think that you have a golden plate. Very costly plate, and you put a nice flower on this plate. What is a nice flower? Gardenia. It smells very nice. Lotus. What other nice flower is there? Jasmine. Good. Whatever you have a nice flower, I think the big lotus flower from Manasa Sarova. It's big lotus flowers like this I got on this day. So, we should give this flower, our flower, into the hand of Radharani. Can you see this in your mind's eye? Radharani stands there. One hand, she gives fearlessness, and one hand she has for Krishna. And you should say please with me, Radha Rani,
kindly be merciful.
And tell about me to your Krishna.
Krishna is yours.
Yes, this is a Prabhupada's lecture. And you may do this as you see the altar curtain opening. You might go in your mind eye and just offer a flower to Radharani to give to Krishna. And in this way, you will be sure Krishna will accept your case, even if you consider yourself fallen. However fallen a devotee is, today you can approach Krishna. This is possible. So, I would like to tell you a little bit about the appearance of Srimati Radharani. There are two narrations, two histories, and I want to tell you one of these histories of the appearance of Srimati Radharani. Just like Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, the parents of Srimati Radharani were quite old when they got the eternal companion of our Lord as their child. And the way it happened is that on the morning of this auspicious day, Maharaj Brishabhanu went to take his bath in the Yamuna. He lived at that time at a place called Raval, which is in the Braj area. And he so much desired to have a daughter. He had prayed. He had done sacrifices. But he remained childless. And the autumns came and went by. But no child. One morning, it was this morning, Brishabhanu Maharaj took an early bath in the Yamuna. And as he entered the cooling, flowing water of Yamuna, who is also called the daughter of the sun, he thought, my name is Brishabhanu. Bhanu means the sun. I'm entering the Yamuna River. And in my heart, I have only one desire. May a sun-like daughter appear in my life. At this moment, he saw in the distance a lotus flower, and a light emanated from this and became bigger. And magically drawn towards the lotus flower, he saw on top of the lotus flower a little golden darling child. He came closer, and all of a sudden he heard the wings of a swan, a big swan, and he saw Brahma, the creator of the universe, coming smilingly into his vision. He got off from his swan, took the daughter, which grew like a sun, and placed her into the hands of Brishabhanu Maharaj and said, here, your daughter, her name is Radha. Brishabhanu Maharaj could not believe what happened to him as he touched this most beautiful being who was just so sweet and who exuded waves of mercy. I mean, like every father who has his child in the heads. I mean, some of you are such fathers. They know how blissful you are at that time and how you are crying and how your face muscles perform a dance which others may interpret as some out of your mind dance. But it's for you ecstasy and happiness. So Vrishabhanu Maharaj was totally in ecstasy as he touched the pleasure potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He came out of the water. He immediately went to his wife and, speechless from ecstasy, he handed the daughter to his wife, Radha. And in this way, Radharani appeared. But she had not opened her eyes. Everything was there. But she appeared or occurred to be blind. Vrishabhanu Maharaj did not care. He was overwhelmed with love and put her into a cradle. A little later, Narada Muni with his veena appeared on the scene. Dun, 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 dun. And he said, "I'm so eager. Has a child been born here? Has a child appeared in your house? You look so different and happy." Vrishabhanu Maharaj said, "Can I see her alone?" said Narada Muni. Vrishabhanu Maharaj said, "Yes." Narada Muni went to this little child and prayed with faltering voice, "My dear Srimati Radharani, you have appeared, you have come." At that moment, a divine personality rose from the cradle, fully grown, dressed in a blue sari, having her hands in the dancing mudra, and gave him the full Sakshat Darshan. Narada Muni fainted in ecstasy, and when everything was over and he looked back into the cradle, there was the same little girl with her eyes closed. Narada Muni came out to Vrishabhanu Maharaj and said, "You may worry that your daughter is blind. She is not blind. She is the pleasure potency of the Lord, and when the Lord comes to see her, she will open her eyes." Celebrate the birthday. So then the birthday celebration came. Vrishabhanu Maharaj invited whom? The person who resides in Nandagram? Nanda Maharaj and his wife. And who has appeared to them? Krishna, you know everything. So when Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda brought Krishna and they talked about childbirth and everything, Krishna independently went to the cradle of Radha. He pulled himself up. He was very small on the... please help me. The sticks of the cradle. Bas. And he looked at Srimati Radharani. And Radharani opened her eyes. The eyes fell into each other. And from that moment, Radharani always had her eyes open. And do you know what is the color of her eyes? Dark blue. Do you know what is the color of Krishna? Dark blue. You know everything. In New York, all the secrets are known to you. It is said in English, angels are blind. Why? Because they are blind to the world, because they only look at God. Radharani, so also God-like people, or God-conscious people, they are blind to the things of the world, because they always look at God, and they have no eyes for the things of the world. You can measure your own advancement in Krishna consciousness if you become very agitated and attracted by the things of the world, or if they don't capture your attention. Spiritual people are blind to the so-called attractions of Maya, because they look at Krishna and see Krishna so much more beautiful than Maya. So Radharani looked at Krishna and had blue eyes. always full of Krishna. Krishna Mayi is one of her names. She whose heart is filled with Krishna. So, devotees who wish to come close to Krishna. This is our original point. Will understand. If I ever want to enter this realm of true spiritual life, if I ever want to transfer my consciousness from the material platform where I'm fascinated with Maya to the spiritual platform where I'm fascinated with Krishna, then I need to be the devotee of Radharani. I need to come close to Radharani. And on this day, we can connect with this hope in ours. Our hope is that we can also transfer journey or uplift ourselves from this Maya, this illusory potency, and come close into the kingdom of God. This is our great hope. Today we can live in this hope, and we can fulfill this hope by connecting ourselves with Radharani. What does it mean practically for a person in this world to connect himself or herself with Srimati Radharani? Well, in the Bhagavad Gita, we find a very good motto. The motto of the great souls, the Mahatmas. A motto by which they live and come close to the spiritual dimension. It says, Mahatmanas tumang pata devam prakritim ashrita. The great souls, the Mahatmas, they take shelter under the divine energy. Devi Prakriti means the divine energy, not the material energy. See, most of the people in this world take shelter under the material energy, not the divine energy, this material energy, this energy which is separated from Krishna. And the way they do this is, when there is misery in their life, or when they want to attain something in their life, they do something material. Get more money, switch the partners with which they live together. Go to a new place, change places, change material situations. This is how they want to solve their misery. However, a spiritually minded person takes shelter under the divine energy. What this means is, when he feels the miseries of material existence, like I have to die, or I'm sweating, blood, sweat and tears. I recognize in this material world I'm filled with some feeling things are not all right here. I need to do something to make things all right. At that time, the spiritually minded person will take shelter under the what energy? Divine energy. You can know where you are, or you can become what you are not at the present moment, if you want to change, by taking the proper shelter. It's very simple. By taking the proper shelter, you change your whole life. If I take shelter in spiritual things, the spiritual energy, this is solving my heart's problem. But if I take shelter under name, to improve my name, my fame, my glory, my money, my car situation, my debt situation, my partner, my finance, to feel better, you will stay on the material platform and you will not find a deep spiritual fulfillment because you are not material. You're not chemicals. You are a soul. And to take shelter under the divine energy, you need to do some service. Look at Matthew. He is fixed and he goes with a bowl, maybe a bowl of yogurt. I don't know what he just carried. We couldn't see it. And he serves Shema on the altar. He goes to the altar. This is what you also have to do. Bring your bowl. Bring your cup. Bring something in service. That's how you take shelter. Each day, you should ask yourself, what is my service? Because through service, you connect. You connect with the divine energy. This is how you can take shelter at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. I would like to come to the end of this presentation. Well, there's so much I want to tell you, but I tell you the most important thing. How to take shelter and with what urgency to take shelter at Srimati Radharani's lotus feet is very, very nicely exemplified by Srila Gaurkishore Das Babaji Maharaj. You can see his picture here. There's Srila Prabhupada, and there's his spiritual master, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, and then you see the picture of Gaurkishore Das Babaji with the garland. I don't believe would have worn this garland. He was so renounced. Once in the winter, someone gave him a woolen blanket. He was a real, renounced sadhu. But after some time, he gave back this woolen blanket. He said, "This woolen blanket is not suitable for me. It makes me feel too comfortable under the shelter of the material energy. Take it. I want to take shelter at Srimati Radharani's lotus feet." I believe this is a very, very intense example. Please keep your woolen blankets in the winter. Now, when he first was met, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur met him, he was singing a song always. Would you like to know this song? Yes. It's a song where he takes shelter at Radharani's lotus feet. May I sing the first verse to you? I won't sing the whole thing for you because I sing so terrible. But one verse. Kotai go prema mai radhe 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 go je radhe radhe. Where is she who is the embodiment of prema? All glories to that Sri Radha. O Radha, please give me your darshan and save my life. This wretched beggar for your mercy calls out to you, Radhe, Radhe. O Radha, you enjoy pleasure pastimes in the forest of Vrindavan, where you enchant the mind of Krishna. O Radha, you are the crest jewel amongst the eight gopis. O Radha, daughter of Brishabhanu Maharaj. And then he remembers the great role models for all the devotees, the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. He sings, the six Goswamis were always calling out, Radhe, Radhe.
Radhe, Radhe.
Sometimes they were in Keshigat, sometimes in Vangsivat, and they called out,
Radhe, Radhe.
Sometimes they were in Niduvan, and sometimes in Sevakunj, and they called out,
Radhe.
Wonderful songs. Sometimes they were at Radhakund and sometimes at Syamakund and called out,
Radhe, Radhe.
Sometimes they were at Kusum Sarovar and sometimes at Giriraj Govardhan and called out,
Radhe, Radhe.
You're getting mechanical. That's not how they called out. Sometimes they were at Talavan and sometimes at Tamalvan and called out,
Radhe.
The six Goswamis had simple clothing, which appeared sometimes dirty, because they were always, what were they doing? They were rolling in the dust of Braj and crying out,
Radhe, Radhe!
They were calling out,
Radhe, Radhe!
And their eyes burst with floods of tears. Where are your tears? They wonder throughout the lanes of Vrindavan, crying out,
Radhe, Radhe.
They were not knowing anything but Radha Govinda throughout the days and night, and called out,
Radhe, Radhe.
They were taking rest only for four dandas. That's 1 hour and 36 minutes. Imagine. And at that time, in their dreams, they saw Radha Govinda and called out,
Radhe, Radhe!
Hare Krishna. My dear devotees, it's very difficult for us to imagine, but this is the picture which we get of Krishna consciousness. It's a picture of an urgent need. You will only perceive an urgent need when there is an emergency. Like yesterday, I had an emergency and a crisis. I was hungry that I honestly started to think, if now no food comes, I will eat my cloth back. I was just so hungry. And with this there was a great emergency because there was no food for the whole day, only an apple or something, which made one even want more of a decent meal. So then I came to our gracious hosts, and only 50 meters we phoned them before, when we reach your house, please have prasadam on the table, something to eat, otherwise we will faint right before your table. And everything was on the table, and we started to fill the emergency situation. This is when you understand, I need something very desperately, then there is an urgency in your heart. So my dear devotees, we need mercy desperately to advance. We need desperately to just come there where we belong. We are spiritual souls. We are part of God. But at the moment, it's not this understanding which is running our life. It's that little voice, the mind, which tells us, you need this, you need this, you need this. This is what you need is this. And we try to follow the mind, but we are never satisfied. The mind is not a good master. Let us understand today that we need a good understanding of our situation. It's called Sambandha Gyan. And we need to understand we have an emergency. We are not yet there. We are not yet on the level of our eternal self. Our relationship, our loving, ecstatic relationship is not yet in our life fully present. It's time, high time, to look for shelter. And you will find the shelter which your heart is craving for under the divine energy, not the material energy. That's our biggest mistake. We will find it under the shelter of Srimati Radharani, the divine energy of the Lord. So, Krishna, Krishna. This is what I wanted. I wrote down so many wonderful things, but this is the essence. And it's sometimes good to hear not so many other things, but to go to the essence. Please use this day as a reflection. Maybe do this and give a gift to Srimati Radharani, some good determination in your life, and take full shelter by doing devotional service. This community of our Radha Mulida temple, or it's called also the Bhaktivedanta Ashram or the sanctuary, it has many names, is dedicated to serve you and to help you to establish your connection with the Lord through His divine energy. And the devotees who reside here are wonderful servants. I think they can all share and help you in your spiritual life. It was an honor to be in your presence. Thank you so much. Please forgive me that I was a little shouting and a little enthusiastic, but this is the day to be enthusiastic. Thank you very, very much. And I wish you a wonderful time when the altar opens. A time where you can connect, a time where you can say your prayers, a time when you can offer your heart. Srimati Radharani ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaura Premanandi, Hari Hari Bol, Hare Krishna.